How many times have you said to yourself, I'm going to succeed, and yet you keep coming up short? You probably noticed that high achievers with heart do things differently, but you just can't put your finger on it. You're curious about why high achievers accomplish more and have more satisfying relationships. It's because success is the result of your mindset and the consistent actions you take. This show is designed with your success in mind. By revealing these powerful patterns of our dynamic individuals and guest experts, you can model what they do and apply to your future success now. Let's roll up our sleeves and get started. My name is Brigitte Höfele, and this is the Success Patterns Show. Happy Tuesday, everyone. Welcome to the Success Patterns Show. We're going to give you golden nuggets. Success patterns are more valuable than ideas. Success patterns are more valuable than ideas. Let me explain. Ideas, while very powerful, require trial and error, and there's a lot of time that you need to put into action. Think about manufacturing. First, you have an idea, then proof of concept, then a working prototype, then small production batches, and finally, a full-scale production. This takes months, maybe even years. And you may have met some people who are collectors of ideas, but they do little else. Forget everything you've heard about ideas. You're not looking for ideas. You are looking for success patterns. Success patterns are different. Success patterns are better. Why? Success patterns are proven, have a logical sequence of steps to follow, have an action imperative, and deliver consistent results. In today's content-rich program, you're going to learn valuable success patterns with our very special guest today, all the way from the UK. And guys, if this is specifically to my soccer watching people, if you know anything about soccer, this is probably not the best time to have him on the show. And yet he showed up. He is here. We're going to talk about influencer marketing. He's an authentic, transparent, knowledgeable influencer. His name is Abraham Charles. He's an investor. He's the founder and CEO of a social first digital agency that's named Each and Everyone. Each and Everyone. That's easy to remember. Write that down right now. He's collaborating across four continents, working with clients like Paul Logan, KSI, Sidemen, Kylie Jenner, Coca-Cola, AB InBev, Nike, Adidas, BBC, Netflix, Warner Brothers, and many more. He's worked in the digital marketing advertising sector for over 20 years. Wait till you see him. You're like, 20 years? When did you start? When you were three? He's created a modern social influence agency that forges meaningful relationships with content and data. Each and Everyone works with global brands, offering guaranteed results by combining strategic creativity, insights, and EQ. He has previously spoken at an international event called Mega Success. He's also spoken at Influencer 360, The Drum, Lad Bible, Ad Age, IMA, and so many more. I can't wait till you meet him. And guys, you need to follow him because he is the bomb diggity. Please help me welcome Abraham Charles.
Hey.
How are you, my friend?
Not too bad, yourself?
Yeah, I'm good. It's good to have you here.
No, it's good to be on here. Thank you for inviting me. Appreciate it.
Yeah. So digital marketing, that is for a lot of people like this big question mark of how is it done and how do you do it best and what are the things that you don't do? Those are all great questions. How do you tackle it all? And by the way, did you start when you were three?
Unfortunately not. Although I've got the smooth face, there's plenty of wrinkles underneath this skin, let me tell you. No, it has been a long time. I started off back in the day when it wasn't traditional. It was just your traditional TV advertising, your paper and your print. I started off again in the age of promoting educational platforms, British International School, so traveling the world and going to the colleges and ensuring that all the parents had the awareness of the local schools around their area and promoting those, and then being able to make sure that they got access to their children's online learning platforms, and actually be able to take that into the home environment and then be able to interact with the kids and then promote the kids back into the school environment as well in terms of what they've done at home.
So you were totally ahead of the whole pandemic game, like light years almost, in when it comes to, you know, online platforms, learning at home. And out of that, it sounds like, Abraham, and you and I have known each other for a few months now, there's a deeper purpose. There's an educator peace in you. There's not a, I did, you know, welcome you as an influencer and influencer marketing, but there's a big education side in this, isn't it?
No, 100%. Yeah. So like I said, back in the day, it was all about educating people in terms of what to do, what not to do online, especially children at the time when it was the unknown factor of what was behind that screen and where it led you to. So first and foremost, it's a case of educating the parents, to get them to understand in terms of what to do, what not to do, what the right access was, and how to have parental control over the children's access to the internet and be able to have a gateway to safe content. From that, it's then turned into a fully fledged, and as you said, the pandemic brought everybody to the forefront, and it fast-tracked the internet, it fast-tracked the educational piece, and being able to provide information at the fingertips. Everybody's got a mobile phone nowadays, and it's a case of how do we get that content in front of people when they're not going to be traveling to work on the bus and seeing outdoor advertisements or seeing the 121 touch points that they do on a daily basis. So again, every 2 weeks, I do have a set up a webinar where people come in and we teach them tips and tricks of the new age era. As everybody knows, is that ChatGPT going around, allowing you to create content on the fly. So it's understanding the relevant prompts to be able to spark that conversation, to spark that thought process, to actually enable you to actually create a lot of content on the fly as well. So yeah, we do that every 2 weeks, but it doesn't start from there, it doesn't stop there. It just goes from likes of your traditional print and how you turn that print into digital connectivity, to your social, how to create social ads, how to engage in your audience and making sure that it is the right audience that actually want to take traction and purchase your products or services, to actually creating content on a regular basis. Again, it's everybody needs to be there and at the forefront of the media landscape.
So there's a lot that you just said. Like, I heard consistent content. I heard, you know, being visible. And I would also assume you got to kind of cut through the crowd and cut through the noise, because it's crowded and noisy and everyone is, oh, look at me and look, I'm better. And look, I have this product and this service. And how do you cut through all
that? Yeah, the issue at the moment is that you have to stop the scroll. You have to take literally the first 2 or 3 seconds to get noticed with your content, whether that is a quick caption, an image that's a bit shocking, that's pulling on your emotional triggers of each of the individual people that's looking at it. That is the first element of getting people engaged into your content, and then you take them on an educational journey before you actually try and then sell them the actual product or service that you want them to invest in. Again, I always say to people, it's all about trickling, feeding them with information, giving them added value before you then go on to sell. So for instance, I'm on here now. At the end of this call, I'll be telling people to come and visit me and we'll have a conversation, a general conversation that we're having, understanding the landscape of that they're trying to invest in, getting them to give added value to their audience before they then try and sell to individuals as well.
Yeah, I love that. I had Trey Jackson on this show 2 weeks ago, and then he went to Thailand. And he specifically talks about YouTube, which is one part of social media, right? I love what you just said, and I want to repeat that. You got to capture them with something. You got to interrupt that pattern of scrolling.
Yeah, 100%.
How?
That's the $100 million question. if I had a magic wand to give to everybody, I'd be a multi-millionaire by now. But no, it is a case of what we tend to do within our agency is we create a piece of long form content and then we snip it up into bite-sized chunks. And then what we'll do, especially with influencer content as well, we'll get them to generate organic, authentic storytelling. And then we'll manipulate that piece of content and repurpose it so it's a branded piece of asset. Maybe it's got dynamic captions on it. Maybe it's got a bit of flash or it's got a bit of a voiceover. It's something that immediately grabs somebody's attention so they go, oh, wow. Another thing is the tone of voice as well, the hook point to drive the audience into your content is very, very key. So you have a window of 2 to 3 seconds to actually pinpoint on the narrative as well before you give them further incentive to actually carry on the conversation with you. But again, it's all about optimization. It's all about testing and learning. There isn't one thing that automatically will work. This is a conversation I have with clients on many occasions. People come to me and look for a quick fix, and it's not about a quick fix. It's about over a long period of time. I always say, when, especially with influencer marketing, I always say a minimum campaign needs to be at 3 months. That 3 months allows us to do a lot of testing. It allows us to drive awareness of the brand. It allows us to engage with the brand, give them educational patterns, conversational patterns, and then go from the awareness consideration and then to the conversion part. And you usually see a tendency to actually drive organic and evergreen after the three to six months period. So, for example, you touched on YouTube. YouTube can be evergreen, so you can have a piece of content that can live up there forever. And then over a period of time, you'll see slowly but surely some more organic integration and engagement coming through.
Yeah. When you work with like names like Adidas and Nike and Coca-Cola and Kylie Jenner and such names, is it that it's pushing the product or the service, or is it pushing the face, in Kylie Jenner's case, the face of the brand? What's the driver? What are you pushing out?
Yeah, it all depends on the messaging and the campaign. So for those big talent, you're normally using their face as an awareness piece, and ultimately to get eyeballs onto the product or services that you're actually promoting. Over a long period of time that we've worked with these big brands, in the background, we've always identified that they are going to be the face of the campaign, but underneath that, you actually need a stability, something to anchor the actual campaign. So we may use the likes of Kylie Jenner, we may use the likes of Neymar or Cristiano Ronaldo as the face of the campaign. But underneath that campaign, you've got 100 people, you've got 250 people of influencers, content creators who's supporting the campaign so that they can generate traffic at a local level, which is always geolocated, and drive traffic, whether it's to a bricks and mortar site, whether it's to an e-commerce site, or a retailer around your area. They're the ones that are actually ultimately going to drive the traffic. But off the back of that, you've got the face, you've got... So what will happen is you'll have the likes of the T1 athletes, the T1 celebrities who will drive the awareness. That will drive people to the landing page. But then you've got the retargeting model of local influencers, local content creators who's pushing more content to re-engage with authentic storytelling of that product or service as well.
What can an entrepreneur learn from that? Like, because can we agree that Nike, Adidas, Kylie Jenner have a different budget than your, entrepreneur?
100%. There's not many people that can hit those stratospheric figures. So anybody, as I say, layman terms, small, medium enterprises, an entrepreneur who's got a one-man band to 10 to 50 employees, they can obviously look at this strategic play whereby, yeah, you've got this big campaign that's going to be the hero banner, but then you can also look to people in your local community who have that local connection and have that influence on their community. Hence why the agency is called Each and Everyone. The sole purpose is that everybody on this planet has an influential impact on somebody, whether it's the dog in the room, it's their grandmother, their parents, their siblings. We can have an effect on people that we're all ultimately connected with. And it's about identifying people that can spread the message organically so that you don't have to spend that money. But in that case, it's all about the discovery piece. It's all about identifying the right individuals. It's all about the analysis, making sure that they have the right brand fit, they have an awareness of their audience that will ultimately engage with your product or service that you're offering, and that will then transpire to an ROI at the bottom end of the funnel. But again, people look at those campaigns and think that's expensive. But end of the day, you can do a gifting service where you could buy, engage with an influencer who's got 1,000 followers on their social followings to 5,000, and that doesn't take a lot of money. Some people do off their own back just because they want to build up their own portfolio of campaigns. So it is a matter of just reaching out to the individuals that you think is going to be right. And there's several platforms out there that you can actually do it, or you can go to an agency such as ourselves to actually identify those individuals. But then these self-service platforms within the market where you can upload a brief and identify those people at a lower category and get them to interact with your brand or products as well.
Yeah, for sure. There were so many great things that you just said, and I'm trying to think of what was the question that was burning the most. when you said followers, so yeah. Putting content out.
Yeah.
Are we do we have a goal?
Do we have a goal? The goal is always to drive money. Everybody needs to get paid.
Well, and you said, you know, it might not be, the budget might not be, or might be expensive, and I want to put that in air quotation marks. It's all in relation to, like you said, the return on investment.
Yeah, 100%. You don't have to be spending $100,000, a million dollars at all. You can be spending a couple of £100, and that could be a case of creating your own organic content, looking how that interacts with your audience, and then boost it with $5-$10 at a time to get it to a further reach above your audience within your social. So again, you don't have to spend, it's all about the strategy and the strategic planning. But once you have and identified your typical audience, it's about creating a content plan that hits the right pillars and the messaging that you want to achieve, and then creating content around those messaging pillars and making sure that it's stagnated out on a certain length of time. So for example, Instagram or Facebook or LinkedIn, wherever your audience might be, there's a certain algorithm that you've got to play with. And to be able to beat that algorithm, you've got to play by the game, unfortunately. But saying that, go on, are you going to say something?
No, yeah, I'm going to wait till you finish I remember now the question that I had.
Right, okay, so again, there are some platforms out there that are starting to hit the market where you don't have to actually rely on the algorithm to be able to serve the content in front of the audience that you want to do. And more of those platforms will come to fruition. There's one in mind at the moment, which is called QP, Quantum Pigeon, which doesn't dictate on the algorithm pushing content out to your followers. The followers will actually engage with your content because of how the platform has been built. There's plenty more out there on the market as well.
QP, guys, write that down. QP. QP stands for what?
Quantum Pigeon. So okay. QP.me. It's downloadable on the App Store, Android, Google Play as well.
Well, and you will find quality people there, I would assume, and so I heard.
Yeah, so again, it's cross breadth. These from your finance to influencers to celebrities who are all there with their own social channels. And it is a case of you drive other people from the likes of your Instagram to your Facebook to be able to go onto QP to actually have direct communications with you through a paid subscribe wall.
So we got QP, we talked about Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, then there's Pinterest and YouTube and
so many. Snapchat.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought Snapchat was dead, but apparently it's not.
No, we're just too old for that generation, unfortunately. Again, that's the difference between the different audiences that you want to actually capture. So if you want to capture the younger audience, Snapchat's a great channel. Mm-hmm. The kids of today look at Snapchat as being authentic. You don't portray yourself in a light that's fake. It's all about raw imagery, raw content. And that's the difference between the likes of Snapchat and your Instagram. Instagram's used as this is my best life, whereas Snapchat is pure raw quality. This is me. This is the real me. If you like it, you like it. If you don't, see you later.
We're out. Got it. What's your favorite? That's the question I had.
You know what? I'm in the social game and I like human connection, in all honesty. There's nothing better than having a face-to-face contact communication with somebody, because you can generally get a better understanding of that individual. But social media platforms are here to stay. We're not getting away with it, going away from it. Unfortunately, I'm not saying unfortunately, but I do look at my children and think about what the future is going to be. And again, the metaverse is not going anywhere. It's only going to be more developed. The Apple are bringing out new technology. It's already adopted into the phones. So once that becomes mainstream, it's another world.
I heard something earlier, and I almost feel like it's an oxymoron. You said you know social media is there to, or you are there to build relationships. Now, we talked about Instagram earlier, and honestly, there's from a lot of the followers, I do not want to build a relationship with them. Like, please stay out of my feed, stay out of my life, and I'll be totally fine. How in the world do you convert someone that is following you into a meaningful relationship, not into a, oh, look at me, my life is so great kind of relationship, but an authentic one as a business owner? How do you do that?
Again, it's by giving it value, added value. That's the only way they're going to gain trust from you, because otherwise they're going to notice that. I mean, it's everybody nowadays who's on social media understand that when they see a piece of content, one, it's either being paid for, two, it's either being sponsored, or three, they're after your money. And it's all about giving added value. The more education you can do and provide value, the more people are going to think you're authentic, and the more they're going to start trusting you and building a tighter relationship. And then they will start following you indecisively on those platforms. And if you decide to go onto another platform, your audience will also follow you. So again, I can't reiterate it anymore. Authentic content, be true to yourself, don't follow the crowd. If you've got a lane, stay in it and just be honest. I mean, say there's one thing, I don't do a lot of social media posting, and it's one thing that I do need to do. And the reason being is because I'm always marketing my clients rather than marketing to myself.
That's kind of weird.
Unfortunately, I concentrate on my clients more than I do myself, but it's something I've said to myself, look, I need to go back to basics. Before the pandemic, I was out and about and networking and collaborating with other agencies, other business partners, and it's now time for me to go back into that space, because end of the day, I don't want to get left behind. And I want to give my true story. I mean, to say, I'm in influencer marketing. I need to be an influencer myself. I need to be authentic and tell the true story. There's been a bit of a bad word in terms of what is influencer marketing. There's not been a lot of transparency, hence why I built an algorithm from the days when I was at Nike and working with the likes of Lad Bible. Whilst I was doing these big campaigns in the background, I was working out an Excel spreadsheet that allowed me to analyze a celebrity or an influencer or a content creator and looked at their historical data patterns through their social content. So whether it was an organic piece, whether it was a sponsored piece, how they actually created their content, whether it was on a mobile device, if it was in a studio, to their tonality of their voice, and looking at the social landscape and doing a lot of insights and research. And then being able to bring that into an automated fashion and put some algorithm behind it to create an ML2 and an AI tool that actually looked at all the historical data, but then looked at all of the campaign results that we've collated over the last 6 years. And then that would then allow me to predict whether or not influencer A, celebrity G, content creator D would be able to perform the relevant basics KPIs that was required for the client's campaign. And then I could go to the client and basically say to them, look, if you're going to spend $1,000, I can provide you with three people on your campaign that's going to generate 1 million impressions, that's going to drive 100,000 people to your landing page, and you're going to get an estimated number of sales at the end of the campaign, which will be your ROI. And that model that I do historically looks at all the data, but then predicts the actual outcome before the client actually spends money. And that's why I say to the client, says, if you come with me, I will give you guaranteed metrics. And if we don't hit those metrics, I either have to extend the campaign until I do, or I'll give you money back. And I don't want to give them the money back. Unfortunately, I've got kids.
The money's there.
I've got kids to feed. So, but yeah, that's my mantra. It's like, transparency, these are the numbers, I will hit it. And if there is an issue, I'm going to fix the issue before I come to you. And if I can't fix the issue, then we'll have a true conversation and say, look, these are the reasons why. This is the predictability model. It's not happened because of these elements. And this is what needs to change for us to move forward.
Abraham, I have a question. There's probably people watching and they're going to go, I'm going to contact Abraham and he's going to get me 100,000 followers on my Instagram. Are you that person?
I can be that person. If you don't want immediate traction within 2 or 3 days, it's going to take a series of long times and dedication from myself and my team to actually implement the right strategy to be able to increase your follower count. Don't forget, it's not about the number of followers that you have on your social presence. It's about who engages within your content on a regular basis. Because, for example, my cousin down the road could want to turn into an influencer. He could have 100 people on there, but only have 2 people that's actually following him, versus me giving him 100,000 people on his followers, and he still only has 2 people who actually engage with him. So there's no point in that. So it's all about being authentic to yourself, making sure that the people that are doing a following are actually engaging, and that.
So the number of followers is really no indication of how much someone is an influencer or not.
Correct. Yeah, I do truly believe that, because like I said, it all depends on how you convey your message to your audience and whether or not that your audience will actually take traction. Apologies on that. I've got a hot mic on a hotline.
That is opportunity calling, and they will have to wait 4 minutes.
That's fine. That's a client as well. So, yes. So again, yeah, it's all about them engaging and whether or not they're engaging on a constant basis and interacting with your content. And one thing, if somebody does make a comment, respond to them, engage with them, show to them that you're there and that you're at the forefront of their mind, and you're always constantly building that rapport with all your audiences as well.
I love this conversation. You mentioned earlier at the beginning of the show that you have every 2 weeks, you have a webinar that people can come and learn from you. How do they learn more about that webinar?
So we'll put up my email address and my the website, and then you can contact us through there. And what will happen is you will get a newsletter giving you reference to the actual webinars. It's, like I said, it's every 2 weeks. And then there's also another webinar that you can also join, which is Entrepreneurs Success. So yeah, go to the eachandeveryone.co website or email me at abraham@eachandeveryone.co, and then I can interact with you, engage with you. We can have a conversation. There's also the opportunity to actually do a discovery call as well, which you can basically tell me all your issues, your problems, and I'll come up with a strategy and a bit of a plan for you. FOC, of course. And that's me giving added value to everybody who wants to connect with me as well.
Yeah. So I want to reiterate then again, Abraham@eachandeveryone, that is all spelled out, eachandeveryone.co. There's no M. So .co, Abraham@eachandeveryone.co to email Abraham, or simply go to eachandeveryone, that is all one word, eachandeveryone, everything spelled out, .co. So you can get on that webinar. And Abraham came bearing gifts. Schedule a discovery call with him. Now, I've had conversations with Abraham. He's a wealth of knowledge. As you now learned in the past 28 minutes, talk to him. Ask him. He will give you more information. He over-delivers always. And I can assure you, you're going to have a lot of fun. Your head might be spinning a little bit once you get off that call, but in a really good way. You will definitely know more when you get off. So that's a Calendly link, calendly.com/abraham-each-and-everyone-discovery-call. /discovery-call. That's a mouthful.
That is a tongue twister.
So Calendly, Abraham, /discovery-call. We'll put that in the show notes as well. Abraham.
Yeah.
If you could give us one secret, one tidbit on the way, what would it be?
Don't be scared. Just go for it.
Go for it.
A dumb piece of content is better than no piece of content.
So just go do it.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be perfect. It just needs to be raw and authentic.
So if guys at home who's watching the recording, if you're watching live, if you needed permission to be raw and authentic from two Europeans, you have the permission now.
Go for it, 100%. Even my kids have just walked in and said, be raw, be authentic.
Be raw, be authentic. I love it. I love it. Thank you for being here. Thank you for taking time. Abraham, it's good to have you here. And you and I are going to talk very soon as well.
I'll speak to you soon. Take care.
Ciao, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in, and you will notice opportunities to apply success patterns daily while eagerly anticipating next week's content-rich success patterns.